Check your contact with the floor. Today, how does it feel lying on the floor? How about the rest of you, your pelvis, your lower back, your shoulders? What's your sense of your shoulders, the width? Your head resting on the floor? A small amount, just let your head roll to one side a little bit and then the other. And then just observe your breathing. Notice how your abdomen expands or your chest expands as you inhale, and then how it flattens out as you exhale. And now take your hand, lie your hands comfortably on your lower ribs. So somewhere on between your belly and your breast, let your hand, both your palms just rest there. Okay. And make a small movement with just your right hand so that your palm turns up towards your face. Your little pinky is staying on your chest. And then return it, your palm to lying flat. So you're going to just be feeling it mostly in your wrist, okay? So see if you can repeat this movement by opening up your palm so that it opens towards your chest, and you're rolling it on over your pinky finger, and then bring it back down to flat, okay? And every time you make the movement, you want to stop completely before you make the next one. Real easy movement. See if you can let your elbow, your shoulder on that side not be helping much, okay? See if you can let go of any unnecessary effort or tension in the rest of your arm. And just this real small, slow, gentle movement of opening the hand and then closing it. So you don't need to straighten your fingers. In fact, they kind of, when you open it, they kind of curl inward a little bit. And then when you roll it back over, they kind of flatten a little bit, okay? It's not a real fast movement. It's more about the attention that you can move about yourself to do this simple movement without incorporating anything else. And then just one more time do it, and then notice what your eyes are doing. Do your eyes tend to want to look at your hand or look away from your hand? See if you were paying attention to them, how would they respond to this movement? And then let that go. And just observe what the sensation is in your right hand compared to your left. Maybe your right arm, see if that feels any differently, or the right side of your face. Like I said in the beginning, these movements are really targeted to tap into a real old part of your nervous system. You know, your hands, we use them so much. And when you do move them in this really slow manner and just your hands, it really is very calming to the nervous system. Okay, we're going to continue with still the right palm, okay? So this time, though, you're going to turn it in your hand in the opposite direction. So you're going to open your palm towards your feet, and you're rolling over on your thumb this time, and then return. Okay, so real stop. It's not a repetition. It's just a real gentle observation of how you can make this as effortless as possible. Fingers are relaxed. Maybe you're using your breath. Maybe exhaling while you're lifting, inhaling as you're bringing it down. So your hand is rolling around your thumb, okay? And now, bring your awareness to your eyes. So the next time you open up that hand, palm facing the feet, have your eyes look up towards the top of your head. And then bring your hand back down and your eyes come back to looking straight ahead towards the ceiling. So see how those two go together. The hand rotating, the eyes looking up, and then both returning. Feel the connection between the two. Keep breathing. And then let the hand rest from all that big movement. And now you're going to alternate, okay? So one time the hand opens towards the face, bring it back down, and then the other time it opens towards your feet. Just the right hand. Letting go of any extra effort in your shoulder, your jaw, and then add the eyes, okay? So as your palm opens towards your face, your eyes look down towards your palm. When your palm opens towards your feet, they look up towards your head. Real gentle, real easy. You can keep your left hand resting on your ribs as well. Okay, and then now I'm going to ask you to switch what your eyes are doing, okay? And so the hands are going to still be doing the same thing, or your right hand is still going to be doing the same thing, opening and closing. But this time, when your palm opens towards your face, you're going to look, your eyes are going to look up towards the top of your head. And then when your palm opens towards your feet, your eyes are going to look down at your palm, okay? So do that a couple times and notice, does this movement of the eyes interfere with the movement of the hand? Is the hand, does it feel like it's kind of contradicting it somehow? And then go back and switch your eyes back the other way, where when you open your palm towards your face, your eyes look at it. And then when you have your palm go towards your feet, your eyes look away. And you can go kind of back and forth a couple times just to see the difference between the coordination of your hands and your eyes. Because, gosh, our eyes and hand connection has developed in our nervous system over many, many, many years. So that's really embedded in there. And that's what we're tapping into, is that primitive part of our nervous system and nourishing it and toning it. Okay. Let that go. And then if you're uncomfortable with your legs long, you can go ahead and bend your knees and stand your feet. Okay. Check in with your breathing. And then compare your right hand to your left hand. Do you feel the difference between the two? Maybe the right is more comfortable, more relaxed. Maybe you have a sense that the fingers are bigger. Okay, let's bring your left hand up to speed. So start with opening your left hand so that your palm faces your face, and then closing it. As you open it, the fingers tend to curl into the palm a little bit, and then when you close it, they flatten. Add looking at your palm. Your eyes go look down as you open towards your face. So go slow and just do what's easy and simple. It's a really simple thing. You might have a tendency to go faster because you already know what you're doing, but see, you know, if you're right-handed, we don't use our left hand that much. So it's really a good chance to pay attention to how easy you can move this arm. you can wake up different aspects of this side of your body. Notice if you're holding anywhere, you can let go. Just pay attention to the quality of this. And then see if it's easier if you exhale as you open your hand. That slow, attentive movement, the brain and the nervous system really, really like it. And then pause and go ahead and turn your hand the other way now, the left hand. So you're opening the palm towards your feet, eyes are looking down, or up, excuse me. So the left palm opens towards the feet, you're rolling across your thumb, and your eyes are looking up. Your hand is rotating over around the thumb. Eyes looking up, breathing. And then just pause for a few moments. Bend your knees if you need to. Next, we're going to rotate both hands, okay? So you're going to open both hands so that you're rolling on your pinky fingers and then closing them and then opening them so your palms face your feet and you're rolling over your thumb and then close. And go back and forth like this and add the eyes in, right? So eyes look down as your palm opens towards your face. Eyes look up when you go away. Just reduce any extra effort, muscular effort, and it should be kind of a calming, a pleasurable experience. And then let that go. And pause. And just check in to see how you're lying on the floor now. Like, what's your sensation of your, not only your hands and your wrists and your arms, but what about your back, your upper back, your chest? Are they starting to feel a little wider? Okay, one more time, we're going to have your hands on your lower ribs. And this time, you're going to alternate your hands so that one palm faces up while the other palm faces down. Okay, and then you switch. The other palm faces up and the other one down. So back and forth like that. Real gentle. Real easy, rolling on your pinky and your thumb, breathing. And what are your eyes doing in this position now that you have one going up and one going down? Do your eyes want to follow the palm that's opening up to your face, or do they want to follow the palm that's going down towards your feet? Really making your brain work. Go ahead and feel your eyes following the palm that's going towards your face. Okay. So they're always going, looking down, right, towards the palm that's facing your face. See if you can concentrate on that. See if you can sense that. And then I'm going to ask you to switch it, okay, of course. So now have your eyes looking toward when, let's see. You're going to switch towards the hand going down. Just see what that does to the movement. See how that might affect the movement of your hands, just with your eyes switching, looking down at the hand going down. Okay. And then let it go. And bring your awareness back to your breathing. And then just check in to see what the sensation is of your hands now, your wrists, your arms, your shoulders, the width of your back, your contact with the floor now. Compare it to when you first lay down. How about your feet? Are they still in your awareness? How about not only your outer sense of yourself, how about inside? How are you feeling inside right now? Are you feeling any calmer, or your breath is more relaxed?